redemption, or being born again. And today we'll go through part one. And if you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, 1 Peter 1, 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So the word born again, or the word regeneration, we have been born again or regenerated, not of any corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God. The word of God, we heard the word of God, and there was something amazing happened. The word generate means to produce or to bring existence. The word generate means to be produced or to bring existence or to be born. So the word regenerate means to be born again. Simple as that. That means to have a second birth. So there is a big, of course, we had a first birth. The first birth came from our natural parents. Once the first birth comes from our natural parents, we are born in this flesh, we are born sinners, and as born sinners, there is no way that we can go to heaven. We need to have a second birth. And this second birth has to be a birth not from this earth, but from above. So there's a big difference between the first birth and the second birth. There's a big contrast. The first birth is from our sinful natural parents. Okay? And we were born into their likeness. Alright? So we were born into their likeness. When I say into their likeness, means into their image. We represented that image. In a sense, we were like them. And also, when I say in their image, that means we were born into the likeness, same as their sinful nature. Okay, so now the second birth is of God, and we are born into His image. The first birth is of the corruptible, and the second birth is of the incorruptible seed. In the first birth, we were born sinners, and we were slaves to sin. We were the children of wrath who loves the pleasures of sin. In the second birth, we become holy. And we hate sin. And in the second birth, there is a true change. Now, we were all born sinners, so there's a change. And this change is not of an appearance change. This change is of the nature. Sinners are converted to saints. Sinners are converted to believers. There's a big, drastic change. The first miracle of Jesus. Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. Well, even the first miracle was to turn the water into wine. That's a big change. And it's a miracle. In the same way, regeneration is not of man. It's by a miracle of God. This is a supernatural change. It is a supernatural change. And it's a change of the whole man. This real change happens when we first hear the Word of God. The Word of God is called the incorruptible seed. And there's power in the Word of God. Just like how God said, let there be light. There was light. There's power in His word. When Jesus said, when Jesus, by His word, He healed people, in the same way, there's power in that word. So, if you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, we'll be going through a lot of scriptures today. Ephesians 2, 1 says, and you He made alive, actually, the old King James says that you were quickened. Okay? It says, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespass and sins. Verse 1. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now who works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature of children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. And here we see very clearly in context how regeneration happens. Regeneration is expressed by being quickened by God. You know, previously we were dead. We were dead in a sense. In Christ, we were dead. Morally, we were dead. Spiritually, we were dead. Of course, we were living in our body. Right? But we were dead to the Word of God. We didn't have any desire for the Word of God. Had no desire to pray. No desire to witness. So, suddenly, you were dead in Christ, dead in God. There was a metamorphosis, you know, as God infused us the spiritual life. When we were in darkness, suddenly God infused us this life. Suddenly we were raised to death. From death to life we were raised. Okay? And we passed from death to life. We were brought from death to life. Just like how God breathed to Adam. Adam became a living being. Just like that, the Spirit of God was infused to us, and we who were in darkness, suddenly we were raised. We became alive. Alright? Once we became alive, we were able to understand. And we became alive and we were brought to Christ. Now, there are false conceptions on regeneration in this. Okay? Some believe that when you are baptized, you become a Christian. You are born again because you are baptized. Actually, remember Simon was baptized, but he was, if you turn with me to Acts chapter 8, verse 13, baptism doesn't save you. Acts chapter 8, verse 13. Here we see, then Simon himself also believed, and he was baptized. He continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, and when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone on him, if I lay hands, may receive the Holy Spirit. What did Peter say? Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. And Peter said, you better repent. Repent therefore, of this wickedness, and pray to God. Perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven. Sir, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. So here we see, and this man, just because somebody is baptized, he necessarily means he is regenerated. And also, there's a concept that believes that we are all Christians. We believe in God, you know. So, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. So, I'm born again. You know, born again today has become more like a very common phrase. I'm born again. And the Bible says in James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils believe and tremble too. So believing in God doesn't mean anything unless you are truly regenerated. Some believe there is, for regeneration, there has to be, this is the Arminian perspective, that there has to be human cooperation. Okay? And man, God did his part, now man has to do his part to be born again. This is absolutely false. Regeneration is a miracle, it's a supernatural work of God alone. We're going to see that. And also, another false concept is that good education is not regeneration. Somebody may go to a school and get a good diploma and become very highly intellectual, and they might have very good ethics and good manners, but cannot change the heart, the nature of the heart. That's why we hear on news, highly educated people, they get caught up in sin and exposed on television. When they get caught up, they are exposed of their immorality. Then there's another concept where there are some who appears to be born again. They live like Christians. They act like Christians. But after a while, you see, they go back to their old nature. They are not really truly regenerated. In fact, when they have convictions of sin for a while, but later they live a very careless, loose lifestyle, not caring about salvation. By the word of God, they receive an awakening of the grace of God, alright, but not the converting grace of God. And you see this in Luke chapter 8, parable of the sower, of the seed, where Jesus said, those by the, when the seed was planted, you know, the seed, Luke chapter 8 verse 12 says, those by the way seed are they here, then the devil cometh and take the word of their hearts, lest they should not be believe and be saved. Then it says, those on the rock, on verse 13, which when they hear, they receive the word with joy, but they have no root, which for a while believe, and in the time of temptation, they fall away. Then on verse 14 says, and that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and they are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life, and there is no fruits. And so there's a time of awakening. There's just a little bit, but it's not the converting grace of God. It's just an enlightenment. Okay? Now the regeneration is purely of God. And if you turn with me to Acts chapter 16, verse 14, to 16, 14. Says here, now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. This is when Paul was preaching the gospel. Okay, she was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. Now, there were people who came and worshipped God. But it doesn't mean that they were truly regenerated. They were Jews, okay, they worship God, all right, but they were not in Christ, all right. So they worship God, it doesn't mean that they knew Christ, all right. So this woman worshiped God, and then it says here, the Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. Who opened the heart? Did Lydia open by herself? Or did Paul was able to do something? No. God opened the heart of Lydia. And it says here, and then it says here, verse 15, when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you have judged me to the faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. So here we see, it's the Lord is the one who opens the heart. Alright? John chapter 1, verse 13. Salvation is of grace alone. John chapter 1, 13. Born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Here, we are born again, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. So we are born again, not from, this is second birth, it's not from our parents again, nor of the will of man. That means I'm born again by my will. You know, I accepted Christ. I made that decision. Okay? No, it's not your will, but of God. It's very clear there. Now, all three of the Godhead is involved in regeneration. All three of the Godhead is involved in regeneration. God the Father is involved. God the Son is involved, and also the God, the Holy Spirit is involved. As, let's see, God the Father. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. The word begotten means born again, okay, or being given birth. So, 1 Peter 1, 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Here we see regeneration is God the Father is totally, it's more like in the creation of God. If you turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, it says here, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So who created the heavens and the earth? God created the heavens and the earth. Then it says here, verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth. Hey, this is in creation, okay? Then it says, verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's very parallel to our regeneration. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, man was holy and righteous, okay? Then, of course, then it says that there was a earth was without form and void and darkness. What happens after sin? There was, we were in darkness, in sin, right? The bondage of the enemy, all right? But the Spirit of God was trying to, you know, always we go to the Bible study, we hear the Word of God, we don't want to stay. Then suddenly God said, let there be light. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Just like that, God infused His light suddenly the mind was open. He said, wow, now I see it. Now I understand it. So it's the totally of God. And here we see how God Father is involved, because He in regeneration light came, and God the Father is called the fountain of all light in the book of James, right? Now also the Son is involved. If you turn with me to John chapter 11 verse 25, John chapter 11 25, Jesus said, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. So Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. That's verse 26. Before that, John 11:25 says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, through he may die, he shall live. So here, from death to life, Christ can bring life, from death to life. And also, if you turn with me to the book of John, John chapter 5, verse 21. Chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom He will. So, just like the Father, the Son is also involved. He gives life to whom He will. Now, the God, the Holy Spirit, is involved. If you turn with me back to John chapter 3, two pages back probably, John chapter 3, verse 5. Read from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night, said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these signs you do unless God is with him. Jesus answers and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What Jesus is saying is, unless one is born again, you cannot go to heaven. That's what he says. You have to have a spiritual birth. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, Jesus is talking spiritual things. Nicodemus cannot see it. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and a ruler, very popular man, ruler of the Jews. But yet, he was dead in his sins. He worshipped God, but religion cannot save you. You need to be born again. And Nicodemus cannot understand why he's spiritually dead. He's in darkness. He had a religion, but he didn't have a relationship with Christ. And here, he thinks, how can I be born again? He's talking on a fleshly side. I cannot go to my mom's womb again. When Jesus answered, verse 5 said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus emphasized it, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, Jesus said, Do not be marveled, I said to you, you must be born again. So, a lot of people, when I was in the Philippines, when I was teaching to different people, especially I came across a lot of Roman Catholics, and they say, Oh, are you born again? You know, that's the first thing they ask, are you born again? Since lately, there are a lot of these born again people teaching this. But you know, this is a new religion, this born again. This happens only since lately, this born again people, they are teaching a new thing. So I take them to this chapter and I show them this is not a new thing. You are ignorant of the Bible because you don't read the Bible. The Bible, Jesus is the one who said you need to be born again. They say, well, as they get caught, they don't know what to say. So here you were able to present the gospel there. Then from that point. So here we see Holy Spirit is the author of regeneration. It says unless you are born of water and the Spirit. The word water is meant in a very figurative sense here. To the grace of God. large reformers believe it is meant in a figurative sense to the grace of God. If you turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25, Ezekiel 36, 25, talking about that you need to be born of water, it doesn't mean that you had to be baptized, okay? And we just saw that Simon was baptized, but he wasn't a believer. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. From verse 25, Ezekiel 36, 25. The word of God says, "Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness, from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." And so here, by the grace of God given regeneration, we hear the word of God, all right? Then God infuses light to us when we are in darkness. God infuses light to us, and by the grace of the Spirit, that is, you know, by meant water here, He cleanses us and purifies us, and which has to do with the blood of Christ, isn't it? So the washing of regeneration, so the Spirit quickens and gives us life. This is all by water. It's done by the grace of God. Okay? It cleanses us. It's like a figurative thing. It's a symbolical thing to show what really happened in our heart. Water cleans. We need water to cleanse anything, right? Without water, nothing cannot be cleaned. So everything has to be cleaned with water. In the same way, we are filthy. We are dirty inside. It needs to be cleansed. So by the grace of God, He does this cleansing. Alright? By the precious blood of Christ. So, now let me tell you. Some may have a lot of tears or sorrow, but they are not truly regenerated. I just want to put in there. You know, just because some will have a lot of tears and we have a form of repentance, they are not truly regenerated. Remember Esau in Genesis, how Jacob got the blessing but Esau didn't, and how Esau said to his father, "Bless me, O my father." And Esau lifted his voice and he wept much. Yet Esau hated Jacob. So that's not regeneration. Just because you weep, it doesn't mean that you're regenerated. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16 talks on that issue. Hebrews chapter 12, 16. "Be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears." So it doesn't mean that with a lot of tears you try to earn this. No, it is totally of God. It's not of man. Now, there are some who will seek God daily. They are delighted to know God's ways. Yet, God calls them, they are hypocrites. That's amazing. Isn't it? Now, people who try to seek God daily, but God still calls them, you're a hypocrite. There are some people who doesn't seek God at all. Okay? They are unbelievers. But some people say, "I'm a Christian. Look, I'm seeking God. I'm daily reading the Word of God. I'm praying. I'm doing all these sacrifices." And God says in one word, "You're a hypocrite." Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 58. So it doesn't mean that you're regenerated. Isaiah 58, verse 2. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have you fasted, they say, you have not seen? We have afflicted our souls, and you have not noticed, and you take no notice. In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit, and your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this to this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen? So here God shows that, you know, these people are not truly born again. And verse 7, 6 says, Is it not the first fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house to the poor who are cast out? And here, God is saying, you know, it's not an outward, external things that you do. Regeneration is an inward thing that happened in your heart. Okay? If regeneration really happened inward thing in your heart, then there will be a change. Change of life. It's a real thing that's going to happen. As Peter said, being born not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. That means this body is going to decay. Okay? But the seed is still going to remain. So as John said, 1 John said, whoever who is born of God will not commit sin. For his seed remains in him. And regeneration is really a change of nature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is very clear. 2 Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Very clear. So here man had an understanding of God. They, you know, some people read, some people will pray, some people will do all these things externally. But yet, they are darkened by sin. Man's will was contrary to the will of God. Because we'll do one thing, say that we are Christians, we can perform very nicely externally, but inwardly, we do just the opposite. A lot of people will do just the opposite. Inwardly, they will lie, they will not tell the truth, right? And they will continually go on sinning, and they will backbite, and they will, you know, stab somebody on the back, and inwardly they live just like the devil. So it's an inward thing. It's that changing of the nature. You become a new person. So it is not the will of man. It is the will of God, doing the will of God. In regeneration, there's a new substance created, and there are new qualities that is infused in us. Okay? You become a totally a new person inside. Once these new qualities are infused, there's no darkness, but there's light. And the light will bring what? Will bring righteousness and holiness and a new behavior. That's why Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 says, if you turn with me to Ephesians 4:22, verse 21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you may put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. There you go. That is true regeneration. You put on the new man. You become a new person in Christ. So regeneration is a change. It's that we become. It's a change. That means it's a change into the likeness of God. All right. Now remember, our father was the devil before, as we went after our own sins and lusts of the flesh, of the world, and we really bore the image of the devil. So that is, anybody who is not regenerated, they bear the image of the devil. Now there's a change into the likeness, that is, to the image of God. All that regenerates will generate a life. That means, just like when a child is born to you, alright, and child bears the image of their parent. They look like their parent, right? Both the mother and father, there are some features. So the child bears the image of their parent. Because you're born, that child is born of the parents. In the same way, when you're born of God, you will bear the image of God. So regeneration. Also, when you are regenerated, just like in the 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, all old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. So regeneration is not a part change, it's not a kind of a partly change, but it's a whole change. It's not just a some part. You know what? I am born again. So, you know, I develop this, I have a lot of long suffering, I'm kind, but man, I'm jealous. Man, I get a heart, man, I'm so greedy, I'm so cowardice. So, you know, regeneration doesn't change some things, but, you know, it's a change of your entire, it's a whole change. When God's changed the heart, it's everything changes, right? So it's a whole change. Note, some things becomes new, but all things becomes new. Not that some things become new, but all things become new. Remember, the original sin infected not a part of man. When Adam sinned, not only he sinned just a part of him, and he became a little sick for a while. No, it infected the whole of man. In regeneration, it affects the whole of our heart. It affects our whole soul and our whole mind. That means man gets a, when you're really regenerated, you get a new brain, basically. When you get a new brain, you think differently now. Because you think from the perspective of God. You are in the image of God. You are born into the image of God. And you think from perspective of God. So when you think from the perspective of God, your attitude is changed now. When your attitude is changed, you're not moody anymore. And when your attitude is changed, you know, just imagine there are some people, that person has a real bad attitude, you know. But when you're regenerated, you bear the likeness of God, image of God. You think differently. You have a perspective of God. Your first thing is your attitude is changed. When your attitude is changed, you will see that your behavior changes. Your conduct changes. So one who had a short temper for a long time, when you're regenerated, that person has is long suffering now. What happened? He looks the same, this guy. This person looks the same. He eats the same food, same car, but used to have a short temper. He used to throw things and this and that. But now, that person is long-suffering. Something happened not outwardly, but internally. That is called real regeneration. Now, when regeneration happens, not only God gives a new brain, God gives a new tongue. God gives a new tongue. Before, we loved to backbite, gossip, slander. Now, that person who used to love to come with us and joke and make fun of other people, how come he's not coming anymore? How come he's different? Because God gives a new tongue, new ears, and our conversation will change. We don't backbite anymore. We don't gossip anymore. The waters of the Spirit of God runs through the whole body inside and purifies us and makes us fruitful for the kingdom of God. The old garment is taken away, it's removed, and God puts a new garment in Christ Jesus as He gives a new heart. Now, question. If regeneration makes us absolutely a new man, regeneration renews every part, yet not perfectly renewed. Nobody is fully grown up as a Christian, okay? Just like infants. Look at an infant. They have all the parts of a fully grown man, but yet they are not perfectly grown, right? In the same way, Christians, we are not perfectly grown, alright? That means that we still live in this tent that is called this flesh. Our worst enemy is still there. So we don't have that perfectness in regeneration. But there is sanctification, which is called, there is a growth in us to become more like Christ. This growth is gradual, alright? But we are not perfectly grown. That's why Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereof. And Apostle Paul said, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, Paul said, Philippians 3:12, that I have already attained or am already perfected. No, even Paul said he's not already attained and he's perfected. But I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also has laid hold of me. But when we die, we will have a glorious, this flesh is going to perish, but we'll have a glorious body like Jesus, then we will be perfect. Alright? So, now, I'm going to go through quickly. Once this regeneration happens to us, the first thing we get to know is who God is. We get a knowledge of God. The instrumental cause of regeneration is what? The instrumental cause of regeneration is what? It's the Word of God. That is the instrumental cause of regeneration. Okay? We are born of the Word of God. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, we saw that. And James chapter 1 verse 18 says that of His own will beget us with the word of truth. Okay? And so, now, we have the word of God is so important. There are a lot of people who will hear the word of God. How is it that some understands the gospel, but some doesn't? How is it that some people truly repent and truly get converted and some doesn't? So, as we see, in Ephesians chapter 5, we saw that regeneration, the light comes to our mind, so the truly believing sinner will truly understand, because it's the Word of God is the one, when it comes to us, the Word of God, it, you know, by the by the Holy Spirit, God infuses us, and suddenly we understand there will be bright sunshine comes to the soul. So first thing when we are regenerated, there is a great thirst and a desire to grow in God. Now you can check whether you are truly regenerated or not. And if you are truly regenerated, you have a desire. You have a desire to grow in God. And you want to know the knowledge of God. Just like Psalm 27 verse 4. In the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire of His temple. Now the unbeliever has absolutely no desire of the Lord. Absolutely no desire. Their desire is of entertainment, pleasing the flesh. Psalm 84, the one that we read in the morning. Verse 1. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Now, the unbeliever, it is only for the regenerated man. The unbeliever will say, how lovely is Las Vegas. How lovely is the mall. How lovely is Disneyland. How lovely are these clothes. How lovely, are these material things. How lovely is the world. How lovely. Okay, but the true believer will say, no, how lovely is your tabernacle, O God. And my soul longs, but the unbeliever, his soul longs for the fleshly things. But the true believer, his soul longs for the Lord. And his flesh will cry out, oh God, I want more, I want more and more and more. So like a deer pants after the water, so my soul pants after thee, O God. Remember, when Jesus was born, if you turn with me to Luke chapter 1, verse 76. Remember, Zacharias said when Jesus was born, he says, and you, child, will be called the prophet and the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare His way, to give knowledge of salvation to His people. See? Knowledge will come. That's the reason that Jesus came, that knowledge will be given to His people. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Remember, if you turn with me, once regeneration comes, we get a desire and a thirst for God, and we go after His knowledge. Acts chapter 4, 13. Verse 12, Peter says, Acts chapter 4, 12 says, now is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Uneducated. They had absolutely no educated. They were untrained. They were just fishermen. But they were marvel of what? Their change in their life. They're in spiritual, in regeneration. There's a knowledge that God gives. And this knowledge, when they speak, they are kind of marvel. These guys never went to school. How do they have this kind of knowledge? Right? And a lot of people will have a zeal, but not according to the knowledge. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says, put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. So, here, the knowledge that image that was broken with God at the beginning when we were born sinners, when Adam sinned, that image was broken. Now it is being renewed. All right. Not only the image is being renewed, but according to the image of Him who created him, and there is renewed in the knowledge. That means we get the knowledge of God. We thirst after God. We hunger after God. That is the difference of a truly regenerated person, that he would love God and he will go after God and he want to serve God. And if you are not truly regenerated, absolutely you have no desire for this Bible. And you have no desire for the Word of God. And just like you can be hypocrite saying that, oh, I want to read my part today, and you read your part today and for the rest of the day you forgot what you read. You forgot what you read and you live like a hypocrite, just like any other worldly person. But still, you have been deceived by thinking that you are regenerated because you are doing your duties to God. So doing your duties to God, your external stuff, doesn't mean anything. It is regeneration, as I told you, is an internal thing that happens inside in you. That there will be truly a whole change. And this knowledge is not a prideful knowledge. The more we learn of God, the more we are humbled. Let's continue next week. Let's pray.